What is the current expectation for fans actually being able to go to this first game against the Raiders on September 13th?
They don't want to talk about it. Let's be honest. They don't want to talk about it at all. They're trying to dodge that question. Everybody is. And look at you guys. I mean, Las Vegas has a brand-new stadium that everybody's paid all these tickets for, and the PSLs to get the opportunity to have these tickets. And we're all worried about, is this going to start? I think the NFL is going to do a great job. I think they'll keep everybody in the loop of what's going on. But from the people that I'm talking to, they have 2 and 3 different plans of actions going forward of whether they start without fans, then do they need to start a month or so later? Like, they have things in action right now. I think they discussed 2 to 3 other possible plans. But there will be football when it comes on Sundays in the NFL. They're going to have football. They're going to play these guys. And the guys are going to play this year. We just don't know the timing of it and when exactly the season will start.
Fans go ballistic. And right now, you know, media too, we're really fired up just for something to talk about, something to look forward to. We get crazy over this schedule. Do the players care?
I mean, the draft numbers were huge, right?
It was great.
People
were
ready for it.
Do the players look at the schedule? Like, do you start getting amped up on the schedule? You know, the Colts, some people said, got kind of dissed by not having much in terms of primetime games. Do players care? Do players care about the schedule?
No, not really. I mean, the schedule is what it's going to be. You know you're going to have the division games, and then you know what teams you're going to face, the AFC West this year. So, and then you'll have 2 other games outside of that that they'll just kind of put into and lump in there. It depends on how good you are. And I'm sorry, the NFL wants to sell tickets, and they want to sell primetime TV right now. So the best teams will play. You look at the Saints, they are loaded with primetime games this year. And that's because they've been successful the last 3 out of 4 years. They've been right there at it with some of the best records in all of the NFC. And people like seeing offense, and the Saints have known to have a great offense under Drew Brees. And they have some firepower in Alvin Kamara, and Michael Thomas is the offensive player of the year. And that's what people come to see. They don't come to see lights-out defense anymore because you can't play it. They're not allowed to hit the players anymore. So we want to see points, and the Saints and other players like that, that's who's giving it to us, and that's who they're going to have on prime time.
So, Rome, it really doesn't register for you when the schedule comes out? Because I looked at it from the perspective of, like, yeah, we know who the opponents are going to be for you guys, but it's more about the layout of the schedule. Like, how many consecutive road games are we going to have as a team? You know, if we're a West Coast team, do we have to go out to the West Coast on back-to-back or East Coast back-to-back weekends? Things of that nature. So I thought that for players, it'd be more about, okay, how are these games set up? What are these road games like? And what is this map going to be towards the postseason, which we want to make it to?
So for me, when I was playing, I would not pay that much attention to it because I would see who was on the schedule, and I would, of course, love to see West Coast teams and, you know, but the planning and all that, you really can't get caught up in that because you can't plan because the team and the organization is going to ultimately make that decision. I understand you might have some back-to-back West Coast games and, hey, well, when this person's up, all right, how much family do I know in this city or who's going to possibly want to come to this? But you can't get so caught up in those things so far down the road because injuries occur, and you can't be all thinking about those things. Right now it's the offseason. You need to be preparing mentally, physically, to get your body ready to go for the long haul. The season will take care of itself game by game, week by week. You can't just, you know, get so focused on that. And I know fans and anticipation that I think we will do more of that thinking outside of players because, yes, you know, when I saw that the Saints are going to the Las Vegas for the Raiders, in my mind, I'm ultimately like, I got to find a way to get out there. I want to see the new stadium. Like, that is what you get to really enjoy as a fan and somebody that's just a spectator and watching and commentating on the sport now.